How many of you really want to be free and not just go through some kind of ritual?
Amen.
How many of you want to be free and know you're free?
Amen.
You know, I told you that I was going to preach and teach, but mainly I'm going to teach that side of the gospel, that side that hadn't been taught or is not clear. And so one of the things we're going to do, and I want you to be bold about it, because if you don't, we're going to stay on that one thing until I get everybody to do it, because I'm going to watch your lips. And if you just back there doing something, we all got to get on the same page.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I have found out some things. I'm going to say some things. I'll have some things said today. So, I want you to say what I say. We're going to make a confession, okay? I'm not a sinner. As others have said.
As others
have
said.
You just an old sinner.
Saved by grace.
But I beg to differ.
I'm a new creature.
How can you say that?
How can I say that?
Because that's what the word said.
The word is true.
Everybody else is lying. So I'm going to believe God.
He did it.
I received it.
And he's the judge.
And he also is the life giver.
So
I am
who he says I am.
I have
what he says I have.
No matter
who,
what.
Say
it's different.
People,
feeling,
thoughts,
problem,
circumstances,
they all align.
Because
God said,
I'm one with him.
And that's how it is.
I'm
a new creature.
I'm born again.
Holy Ghost filled.
Fire
baptized.
Free from sin.
And I'm one with the King.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Now, all right. At least you're listening, aren't you? There have been so many things, and I want to make my confession first. And I got the revelation of something that have liberated my life. And many people live guilty, condemned, uncertain, hoping they're right, bound by what somebody else said, bound by some religious tradition that have been spoken and hadn't been able to get the Bible facts and the Bible truth. So I'm going to say a few things. Some things I'm going to say, preach, and teach about you, me, us, and probably in the past, I would have said in a way that would have made you mad, and you might get mad this time, I don't know. But that's not my aim. That's not my aim, that's not my intention, that's not the purpose. I'm trying to make you mad. I got better thing to do than to go around trying to make you angry. But I want to expose, bring to the light what Satan has done to us. And we have been so bound by it in so many areas of our life. And we wonder why we couldn't move on from where we are to other things. Because somebody lied to us. Through a religious tradition, some kind of religious ritual, and it ain't Bible at all. And I want to ask you a question. I will bring some clarity to what God said, did. I remember it's finally dawned on me. Brother Hagin said when I was in Raymond, and I've been out of Raymond since 1981. You can count up the years. That's how many years? 40 years, right? That's a long time, ready? That's a long time. 81, 91, 101. That's 20 years, isn't it? Is that right? 81, 91. So you start at 81, you can't. 91, 101, 111, that's 30 years. Huh? 38 years. I've been out of Rhema 38 years, because this is 19. And this coming May will be 39. He said something. He said, I was reading my Bible. Let me pull it up. And he said, I'll read my Bible in 2 Corinthians, and I'll probably read it, but let me get there. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 18. And some of you have heard that. And he said, I will read my Bible. And I read across these verses. And he said, I had my Bible in my hand. And he said, when I read it in the light, it dawned on me. So he said, I threw my Bible out in the floor before I knew it. And because of what he had been preaching was so wrong. Because he got it from some traditional setting. Now I'm going to read it to you just a little bit, because I got much to cover and because we got time to do it. He said, but all things are from God. This is verse 18. This is Amplified. How many things? See, that's where the Spirit of the Lord had arrested me to make me pay attention to what is being said. Not something, all things. And when you say all things, he's talking about all good things. Because God's not going to take credit for the devil. And that's what people has done. Give God the credit of doing things that he didn't do. All things are from God. Now watch it. Now, he tell you all things are from who? Who through Jesus Christ did what? Reconcile us to himself. What did reconcile mean? Received us into favor. Did what? Received us into favor. And brought us into what? Y'all like y'all can't read. Put it up on the screen. Thank you. And brought us into harmony with himself. What did he do?